First of all, thank you for Rebecca Loving the Center for initiating and carrying out this unbelievable reunion. We all have problems with technology, but it's amazing to see graduates from way back all the way down to the last few years. It is just very heartwarming. I cannot greet everyone separately, it's just so hard, but I did take my time to look at the list of the people who registered, and it was very impressive. Hanukkah was not set by Chazal right that year, because they waited for another year to see what was the impact of the Chag, and only then they set it, Kav'u Chag, for Dorot. I think this is sometimes what happens with students. Sometimes it takes a while for a girl to appreciate what Bes Yaakov gives her. But eventually it's amazing how people realizing the connection between of all of you and us. Baruch Hashem, I'm still able to enjoy. Except now I'm working with my two hands behind my back because of that very complicated case. I didn't realize I'm going to have it like that. I want to say that I'm not good with technology at all. And that's why Chaya Devorah, my granddaughter, is right here for tech support, and Rabbi Karnofsky helping us set up the program. Please forgive me for looking down. I really cannot lift my head for such a long time. So if I don't look to you the way you remember me from way back then, let's not chuck it to aging process. Let's just say it's computers, it's Zoom. And if I don't sound like I'm making sense, let's just say it's because of the steroids I'm on. So I'm going to try, and I'll be short, because it's very hard. So it looks to me like now we all are in tremendous need of chizuk. It's a tremendous, difficult, challenging time in the world with a lot of nisyonos and darkness. We went through a lot as individuals and as Klal Yisrael. Even this morning was unfortunate tragedy at the Kozel. A young man was shot to death. So we are really in a dark tkufa now, and we need a lot of light of Hanukkah to chase the darkness. I'd like to give a little bit of chizuk for us. The Midrash tells us that everything in the world was created lacking something. Nothing was created complete. Hashem did not hang loaves of bread from the trees, but rather let human beings go through the process from seeds to bread very slowly. Babies were not circumcised. It was left to us human beings to complete the chore. Everything in the world needs tikkun, needs improvement. Our nails and our hair need constant trimming. Food needs to be spiced. Nothing is completed because Hashem purposely left the Bria with chesel, something lacking, something missing for the humanity to fix it. And we have to fix things, individual things, according to the situation. And Nisayon is a lack of the Bria. It's a chesel. Hashem left something open. Some of us have tremendous nisyonos, some people have little nisyonos, everyone has nisyonos. The nisayon is a gap, is a chesel, something missing. And by being omed by nisayon, we are fixing the nisayon and we're completing our chore, our job. The thing is, if we look at the nisayon, not as a painful event that Hashem inflicts on us, but rather a position, a job that was given to us to fill in the blank, just like we spice our soup, to make it simply, just like we cut our hair and nail, to complete our mission by being Omed Banisayon. Maybe that will help us view it a little bit lighter and accepting it a little bit with more understanding. There's a bracha that we say every day, which is translated usually that Hashem created all the souls and all they're lacking. All the things that we lack were created for us and are available for us. So the chisonos are provided for us. It's there for us to be, to have. But I saw another perush. And the idea is that all the souls were created with chisronot. Not that all the souls were given their chisronot, but every soul was given a chisron to fulfill, as I just said before. And that's the nisayon. We look by Esav and we see that he was asui. He felt that he is complete. He has nothing to fix anymore. And sometimes we come across people, I can't help it, that's the way I am, too bad, that's my nature. And that's Esav. Esav feels he is complete, he has nothing to do anymore, he doesn't have to correct. You look at Yaakov, it's exact opposite. Yaakov is from the word akev, heel, the lowest place. We have to know that we're starting from a low place and our job in life is to climb up and improve and do what we can to grow, to get better. Yesterday morning, we read in Shul Parshas Vayishlach the story about Yaakov, who went over Ma'avar Yabok, he crossed the river to pick up pachim ktanim, little jugs. It says, Vayivater Yaakov levado. Levado remez Beit Habad. That's where you press the olives to create oil. So many Mefoshim say that those jugs that he went for were olive oil jugs. That's what you kept olive oil. Why is Yaakov going back? He's not poor. He's not stingy. Why is he risking his life to go across by himself, ending up battling with the Malach of Esav for a few measly jugs? Just leave them there. The pshat that we know is that everything that Hashem gives you, tzadikim mamunam chaviv alehem, because they don't get things through stealing. It's not easy come, easy go. They work hard for their money, and therefore they don't waste it. So that's why he went to get it, even though it was something insignificant, supposedly. But I want to introduce another idea. Everything that we got in the world is really from Hashem. So it has to be viewed as a gift. And as such, should not be wasted and should not be disrespected and should not be lost. He knew that the jugs turned from Hashem. It's a gift from Hashem. Let's not waste it. Let's respect it. Let's bring it back and use it. Then it occurred to me something interesting. It's not a coincidence that on Hanukkah, we call the jug of oil, ach, same word, pachim ktanim. You could have said kad shemen, which many people say, but pach, same idea. So I decided to think and come up with an idea. What is the connection? I think I have an idea. The Yavanim wanted to interrupt the work of the Beis HaMikdash and took away all the jugs. Unfortunately, they didn't, for them, they didn't notice that there was one jug left. The Kohanim could have said, we have one pach shemen. It doesn't pay to start servicing Beis HaMikdash. Let's wait until we have all the oil around and then do Hanukkah Sabayis and let's go back to work. But instead of doing that, they said, Yaakov taught us not to waste things that Hashem gives us. He taught us that if Hashem gave us something, we should not mezalzel, we should not disrespect. Let's do something with it. So they started. And look what happened. Hashem completed the nes and they managed with one pach shemen. There are situations in life that we say, it doesn't pay for me to get involved. I don't have the energy. I don't have the strength. I don't have money. I don't have manpower. Why should I get involved? It's not going to work. But let's not waste resources. Let's not waste talents. Let's not waste our potential. Your food doesn't taste good, spice it. The tefillah doesn't seem like it did it, let's try harder. And I think that's what made me push myself today, because I really said, you know what, forget it. I just am not working right now. I don't even see well. I said, no, this is an opportunity. Let's strengthen ourselves and see that if we have an opportunity, let's take it. Let's take it. So at this point, I want to give us a little, at this juncture, a little physical. Let's understand that every Nisayon that Hashem gave us is something that Hashem wanted us to complete. This is the chesel, the hole, the gap that we have to complete. Let's understand that everything, let's look at everything good that Hashem gave us, and let's not take it for granted. And let's remember that we only have to start and Hashem will complete. But I'd like to continue. Yesterday, in the afternoon, we started Parshas Vayeshev. And the Parsha is going to be completed next week in Matzah Hashem and Shul with a story of Yosef asking Sar HaMashkim to remind him to Paro to get him out of jail. And because he relied on him, V'lo zachar Sar HaMashkim, et Yosef v'yishkachehu, totally forgot. And as a result, he ended up in jail 2 more years because he relied on Sar HaMashkim instead of relying on Hashem. I'd like to focus on the word shichecha. Sar HaMashkim forgot him. The word shichecha is something that connects to Hanukkah also. On Hanukkah, the Yavanim attempted Lehashkicham Torah. They wanted us to forget the Torah. Shichecha is the same letter as Hashecha, darkness. We did not allow them to make us forget the Torah. The Hashmonaim fought, the Hashmonaim won, and we lit the Beis HaMikdash, chased away the Hashecha by not allowing to a shichecha of the mitzvos. So I would like to conclude, and it's a short one, but that's all I could do today. I hope in Mirza Hashem in the future we'll meet again. And I hope that Hashem will help us not to forget the Torah, chase away the hashecha, bring us this Hanukkah a lot of light, a lot of light. We need Yeshua and Geula. Imhera b'yameinu, amen. It was a pleasure seeing you. And I can't believe I managed. Thank you.